Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about Singaporean beware, property pitfalls in Malaysia. Hold on, I know what you all will be thinking of. Please don't jump to any conclusion yet. Remember, since I recently uploaded a video on buyers beware, property pitfalls in Singapore. If Singapore has property pitfalls, how can I leave out Malaysia? Correct? After all, both countries are interconnected via their people, culture, and economy. I got this inspiration for this content after Channel New Asia recently shared how at least 100 Singaporeans are now locked in a legal dispute with a Malaysia developer, alleging that it was not upfront about the sales terms and conditions. It shared how the developer is the owner and the buyers are the tenant. Buyers have limited rights to rent or sell. When I heard the news, I almost blurred. Like that also can. This one will no doubt rattle confidence in the sector. This one is super bole. Here, I'll be sharing what are the property pitfalls to look out before buying any Malaysia properties. Continue to watch on. I'm very sure this video will benefit Singaporeans tremendously. Without further ado, let's go into the property pitfalls in Malaysia. The first rule of thumb, always understand the local real estate market. This is the most important rule. Find out which stage is the property market is in and whether the market is trending upwards or is it trending downwards. Find out the current selling price. Find out the medium selling price. Find out the potential rental rate. Find out the vacancy period. Find out everything you need to know. Are there an oversupply or undersupply? Or some call it overhang properties. If you still don't know, you can read the news as what the Straits Times has recently reported. Sorry folks, for today's video, I will not be going too deeply into their numbers. Let me be fair, I'm only a visitor to Malaysia. I doubt I'm in a position to elaborate more on its property market. Let our Malaysian friends share more with you instead. For those who are keen to explore more, I have attached the links to their government official property portal, which is known as the National Property Information Centre, where you can find reliable data on the Malaysia property market. They have recently revamped their website to be more user-friendly. If you are keen, you can read them all by yourself. That is why I find it very puzzling. Buyers, especially Singaporeans, jump into it blindly without doing any homework. I thought Singaporeans are all educated. How come when it comes to buying overseas properties, they let their guard down? I got this feeling, deep in my heart, of a newbie Singapore buyer. They always say, cheap, cheap, cheap. Later you kena cheated, you better don't cry mother or father. And remember, don't bother to find our Zhenghu or even go and meet your MP. Ho. They will tell you, 卖了我的时间，这个不是我的事情。OK? Most Singaporeans will fall in love with new homes. Let's face it. After all, they are brand new. Got nice showroom and nice ID show unit to pleasant customer experience. However, when it comes to purchase their first overseas property, they forget to check on one very important thing. They forget to check on the developer track record. Whenever I go and pitch for sales, my client will always ask me how many years of experience I have. They will also ask me if I have sold XXX or YYY property before. I mean, these are pretty standard questions and obviously, I will reply to them with my standard answers. But when Singaporeans go overseas to hunt for property, be it Malaysia, Australia, UK or other country, they seldom do their homework on who is the developer and their track record. I mean, there are so many property developers in Malaysia, from very established players like Sam Darby Property, UEM Sunshine, SP Certia, IOI Property, Gamuda Land, Sunway Property, Marsing Group, Eco World Development and many others. Here, if they are grade A property developers, this means they will also be grade B and grade C, right? Singaporeans love to send their children to reputable and established primary schools. This one, I also need to teach you. This is the same if you are buying your first private property in Singapore through a property developers. Most likely, you will go with CDL, UOL, Finance Organization, or CapitaLand. Why? Obviously, if you are a new bird, you want to be sure the developers can deliver the end product to you. Don't assume after you pay the deposit, they will complete the project. Most Singapore property developers follow the rules quite strictly, except for the minority few. This article in the Business Times dated 30th April 2019 has said it all. The collapse of Hillview Joo Chiat project shook fears of more small developers going bust. Receiver for Laurel Tree, Scramble Tree, working with buyers to complete the development. If you are keen to find out more, I have attached a link in the description below. This means if you are venturing overseas and do not read their local news, you will have missed out a fair chunk of property developers going bust or failing to receive their strata titles and so on. Unfortunately, only the big news hit the headline. For the smaller project, some don't even want to publicize their story. Else, nobody will even want to buy their property in the subsale market with bad publicity. Correct? That is why some have to suck their thumb and cut losses. I don't want to say anymore. Please do your homework and due diligence, especially in overseas market. I have previously shared a video on overseas property, what you need to know before buying. The approach are applicable in most countries. Another point I would like to share is, don't assume that a project is a sure win if it is built by the Singapore property developer. For your information, most are only sleeping partners. They simply have a stake in them to diversify their portfolio or to lend some support due to government initiatives. This also means all dealings that come from Malaysia are not bao jia. This is the part that many Singaporeans think. Buying, selling and renting out property is like in Singapore. Sorry ho, there are diverse set of regulations due to different jurisdiction. 99.co has an easy to understand write up on Can a Singaporean buy property in Malaysia? Guide to buying property in Malaysia. Please read this article and the many others that are found online on the legal framework, financial consideration, restriction and limitation imposed by different states. Also, consider the taxation involved for stamp duties and renting out your property. Last but not least, some apartments do allow Airbnb to operate for rental income. This means you will receive a steady cash flow. But when it's time to sell, who do you sell them to? Owner occupiers? Will they buy? Will they want to stay in an apartment that has strangers coming in and out? What about those that do not allow it? Will you be deprived of rental income? This is something you may like to consider about. By any means, this is a huge topic that will be out of the scope of this video. I wouldn't be covering them. Please engage experienced real estate agents and legal professionals in Malaysia who are familiar with the local market for advice. This is what I realized. Some Singaporeans are really complacent. They go to the show flat, see the model, see the layout, and book a unit straight on the spot. Are they going to the pasar and buy vegetables? My dear friends, please make an effort to go down on site to see. If you want to win against Singapore Pool, I think you must also study the odds, correct? If you cannot remember what I say, let me share with you our SG Secure app. This is how it works in an event if you are facing a dangerous situation. Run, hide and tell. The same theory applies to property investment. In this case, instead of running, is to walk around the site. Go and have a feel of the area. Are there slum nearby or any undesired characters or anything that will deter you? Sometimes it can be a very innocent establishment such as a popular eatery to even near a massage parlor. Hide. Hide in one corner. Go and la kopi. Sit down and observe the property from afar. Talk to locals about the day-to-day activities. Observe who are the people living in this area and who are the visitors at night. This will give you an indication of the demographic of the people living there. Tell your relative or friends before you even want to commit. Hear what they have to share with you. Really, this is very important because some of them may have experience owning property in Malaysia. You will be good to seek their advice on how to buy, when to buy, and where to buy. Always remember, when you make plans to buy, you must always have an exit strategy. Especially so if you have plans to buy back a HDB in Singapore. You must also consider who are you going to sell to. Will locals buy from you? Will Singaporean buy from you? Not forgetting the minimum purchase price. Can a foreigner buy from you in the subsale market? What is the median property value they can afford? What kind of housing types are preferred? Which district to buy? In KL itself, there are so many districts from Ampang, Bukit Bintang, Bangsa, Petaling Jaya, and many others. Not forgetting the tax upon selling, exchange rates, remittance of funds, and so on. Buying an overseas property in Malaysia is never so straightforward due to the complexity of the property market to the various states and their regulation. As usual, if you are buying a home and have a long-term horizon, please go ahead. But if you have plans to own something because your hands are itchy, then please, by all means, go and support the Malaysia economy. This is just like how foreigners buy property in Singapore and contribute to nation building. Otherwise, where do you think our GST voucher come from? For those who have plans to settle down in Malaysia, Malaysia has very good quality homes. You will be surprised. Their standard and design are even better than those in Singapore. Don't play. They got standard one. Malaysia as a whole also has much to offer from its friendly people. Yes, they are friendlier too. Okay, I don't want to say more. You know, I know, can ready. Malaysia also offer very delicious local fares. They still preserve a big part of their food culture. This is something Malaysians should be proud of. They have much to offer in terms of leisure and entertainment, a slower pace of life, and vast nature that you can enjoy. Some of you have probably asked me why I like to do such content without selling anything. Especially so, since I'm a property agent. Tio Bo. As a real estate profession who has been practicing so many years in the industry, I only want to see people make money, not lose money. That is why I hope to fill this gap with such content. If I help you to avoid a financial nightmare, then I think I will help to uplift the real estate industry in my small, humble way. This is also aligned with the Council of Estate Agency mission to raise the professionalism of the real estate agency industry and safeguard consumer interests. Here, I hope I help to achieve both. With that, I hope you enjoy this content. Appreciate the likes and share if you have benefited from it. And remember to share with your relatives and friends before they embark on this overseas adventure. That's all, and take care.